certainly a good morning to talk with Christopher Godley, the Director of Emergency Management for Sonoma County. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat.
I'll bet it's busy where you are.
It is. We're trying to keep close tabs on this storm event because coming so late in the season, every drop that falls is going to run off somewhere.
Yeah, it is, because we are completely saturated. So let's talk about the rain and the issues that we face, and particular attention to the Russian River, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I should mention that right now our focus, of course, is on localized flooding. These are small problems we're starting to see, as you just reported, on our roadways. It's really going to impact the commute this morning all the way through lunch. And actually, because of the next several days is going to have rain, our real concern is about people kind of driving themselves into trouble. So
yeah,
we want people to turn around and don't drown. And then we're also taking a hard look at the areas that were burned in the October 2017 fires, our burn scar, if you would, to make sure that there's no land movement out there, no mudslides or debris flows. So we're actually surveying and patrolling those areas this morning.
Yeah, I would imagine in particular the Fountain Grove area and the other mountainous areas a bigger issue this morning. And Chris, let's talk about the Russian River. What's the prognostication for the river levels? Obviously, it's not going to be today or tomorrow morning, but after that, I would imagine it's a concern.
Right, and we're actually going to see the river going at, as we measure it at Guerneville, going from 10 feet this morning all the way up to 34.5 feet on Friday morning. So over a 48-hour period, the river is going to spike pretty sharply.
Yeah.
Now, it's important to note that's based on estimated rainfall. As soon as we actually get real numbers in, our forecasts will be revised, and we'll see that during the day today, especially at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll get a new forecast from the California-Nevada River Forecast Center that'll really tell us where we're going to be on Friday morning.
Yeah, 34.5 feet, that is a little over 2 feet over flood stage in the Guerneville area, and it's not like the folks there are not used to it, but still, it has been a little while since that happened.
It has. Well, we actually saw in January of 2017 a slightly higher level of flooding out there, and then also in 2015, we saw higher feet. In 2017, it was almost 38 feet, and in 2015, we had 36. So we're still at this point below both those levels.
Yeah, and that is very good news indeed. Yeah, the last couple of years have been kind to us. What other areas are of Sonoma County in terms of the flooding in urban small stream are you concerned about?
Well, of course, down by Sonoma and Shelville, of course, they've got quite a familiar history with flooding down there, especially impacting Highways 12 and 116. Petaluma, of course, even though they've done some good flood control work there, there's always a chance for some localized flooding along the Petaluma River there. And then out in West County, there are several pockets where they're getting quite a bit of rainfall out there, probably even almost twice as much as we're seeing here in Santa Rosa.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's what the National Weather Service is telling us, that certainly in some of those higher locations could be up to about 8 inches in the most dire of forecasts for this. And when is this, according to your information, Chris, expected to break up?
Well, we'll see the heaviest band of rain through lunch today. And then we're going to see it on and off, another pulse coming in tonight, but not nearly as strong as what we're seeing right now. And then over the next few days, it'll be raining on and off. So this whole storm series, if you would, will keep us pretty soggy through the weekend.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's something maybe not to look forward to, but it is what it is. And Chris, we'll be checking in with you again, probably either later today or tomorrow morning. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Take care and drive safe, everyone.
Indeed. That is Christopher Godley, Director of the Emergency Management Services for the County of Sonoma. And so, yes, the river expected to go over flood stage about 2.5 feet by Friday morning.